T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Phil, the big question is, will PG&E get what it wants?
Well, there's a good chance that they will, because under the rules here in the state of California, ratepayers, that's you, me, Stan, and everybody listening that gets PG&E, you know, we are, you know, can be charged for improvements to ongoing safety. I mean, that's the way it goes. And they're talking about, you know, it could be a increase of over $10 a month next year. And they're going to use the money, supposedly, to install some 2,000 miles of stronger poles and power lines in the risky areas, plus make other trim back trees that are hanging over, do various safety things. Now, that's only just part of what we're going to be paying, because in addition for this, don't forget that there's also the legislature last year passed a one-time bill to say that ratepayers could also help bail out PG&E for its liabilities in the Wine Country fire. And that could be billions of dollars, and likely is not. And I spoke with State Senator Jerry Hill today, the lone vote who was against that bailout plan, said there's probably going to be another one for this year's fire coming up to Sacramento as well.
See, Phil, the big question, of course, is who is going to pay for this? In the past, people have always pointed at PG&E and said, well, you know, the shareholders should pay. Well, a year and 2 weeks ago, PG&E suspended the dividend that it had paid for a long time, about $2.12 a share every year. Shareholders don't get that anymore, so there isn't any money to be made being a PG&E shareholder these days. Who's going to pay if it's not the ratepayers?
Well, that's what it's going to be, and that's what the state is grappling with right now, Stan, because as those stock prices tumble and the shareholders aren't getting their dividends, there's a question about how long, you know, and well, PG&E can continue financially. And there's a question about whether it could go bankrupt. And this is our utility. This is how we get our power and gas, like it or not. Now, another question that's being asked is, okay, if we do approve this money, will it actually go to where it's supposed to? And remember, PG&E got into criminal problems because they were not using gas safety pipeline money for safety. Instead, they were diverting it to bonuses and paying off shareholders. So in the past, then, that led to the deadly San Bruno explosion. So we have to monitor where this is going, but it's going to be you and me. And don't forget, there's going to be other probable, you know, reasons for raising the hikes of the gas and utilities and going forward as well. Because as the prices drop, well, you know, you're going to have financial problems. But we don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about the safety right now, and that is going to be a sizable ticket. And while a lot of people are talking about what they would like to do in the coming year as far as different programs up in the Sacramento, this is going to be like the big elephant in the room, especially for Northern California, where we ratepayers are saying, how much should we pay, and what guarantee do we have that what we pay is going to where they're saying it's going?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.